The Sanctuary Concert Hall's commitment to fundraising is music to the Townsend Smith Foundation's ears. The local venue has donated $6,000 to the Townsend Smith Foundation, which is raising money to build a 10-bed hospice residence to serve both Halton Hills and Milton. The money was raised through 6 shows at the concert hall, located in St. John's United Church on Guelph Street in Georgetown. An additional $750 raised through an event outside the concert hall was then added to the donation. Rob Allison, marketing lead for the Sanctuary Concert Hall, said St. John's United embraced Townsend Smith when it was suggested as the recipient of the funds. "It sure didn't take much convincing. The church latched on right away and there was a full-on commitment," Allison said. "We'll continue to do it as long as we are needed." Townsend Smith Foundation Executive Director Kim Kohlberger said she hopes to be in position to start construction on the hospice by next fall, but we have to have the funds to start and we need to raise a lot of money in a short amount of time. The project, being built at the corner of Trafalgar Road and Five Side Road, is expected to cost $25 million, of which 20% has been raised. Townsend Smith unveiled the plans for the 32,000-square-foot hospice in October. It will incorporate part of the existing Hillcrest United Church into the hospice's common area. "We've been seeing a lot of momentum since showing the building renderings," Kohlberger said. "The need is definitely there. This community deserves a hospice." Kohlberger said if they can get construction started by the fall, there may be an opportunity to get provincial funding for 3 beds in addition to the 7 it has already committed to. She said along with giving residents of North Halton choices for end-of-life care, the hospice will also help in freeing up palliative care beds in local hospitals. Townsend Smith Vice Chair Margaret Doma said not only does hospice care relieve pressure on families trying to provide care and help them deal with grief, but it's actually 3 to 5 times less expensive than hospital palliative care, benefiting the entire healthcare system. Allison has had personal experience with a family member in hospice care. He said it's such a valuable service for a community. "It is such a different experience for everyone as opposed to being in a hospital," he said. Allison said not only is the Sanctuary Concert Hall committed to supporting Townsend Smith, but it's also looking to bring in bigger name artists in hopes of raising more money. It has already lined up Canadian singer-songwriter Amy Sky for next year. "You don't know how much it means to have organizations like yours support us," said Townsend Smith Vice Chair Tamara Amabile.